You're listening to SBS News.
Back from the United States, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is trying to sell the billion-dollar AUKUS deal to Parliament.
Strengthening Australia's national security and stability in our region. Building a future made in Australia with record investments in skills, jobs and infrastructure, and delivering a superior defence capability into the future.
While the former Chief of the US Navy, Richard V. Spencer, has described the Australian-US relationship like two interlocking bands of steel and says he hopes Australia will stand with the US if a war with China over Taiwan breaks out.
Let us, one, hope it never becomes a flashpoint, to be very frank with you. There is no good outcome on either side of the equation. I would hope that Australia is beside us. I can't look into the future and see what is going to happen, but I would hope you'd be beside us if, in fact, that's the path we take.
Meanwhile, a war is erupting inside Parliament, with the Coalition and the Greens continuing to hold out their support for the government's signature climate policy. The changes to the safeguard mechanism will require Australia's major polluters to cap their greenhouse gas emissions in order to reduce emissions by 205 million tonnes by 2030. The Labor government needs the support of the Greens and at least two other votes in the Senate to pass the bill. Greens leader Adam Bandt says the party may abstain from the vote on the changes to the safeguard mechanism if a ban on new coal and gas projects is not agreed to.
We still have not heard a convincing explanation from the government about why they want to keep opening up coal and gas mines. We are still in discussions with the government and we have said that we will look at all solutions to deal with this question of new coal and gas mines.
Critics of the bill argue polluters who exceed the emissions cap may continue polluting by offsetting their emissions. House crossbenchers Kalia Tink, Allegra Spender and Zali Steggles have each introduced amendments to the government's bill, which will continue to be debated this week.
I think it's important that we're really clear. Never has an Australian government been mandated so clearly by the people to take faster action on climate. The safeguard mechanism legislation can reduce gross emissions in this country, but not in its current form. That's not guaranteed. Australians want a government that is prepared to lead, not just a government that wants to legislate for a particular term.
How the referendum will be run is also starting to take shape, with legislation for those processes going before the Senate. But the Coalition and the Greens are seeking changes, with the Greens calling for increased measures to enhance voting access. Sophia Tarek, SBS News.